Okay, Priya continued, that neurotic enterprise, what did I mean? Just so I remember. Someday, think it's about doing. Accomplishing. But it's simply about being here with God. Whether it is to sit in front of your altar or to meditate on your mantra, again, it's about always think of Krishna, never forget him. Rupa Goswami, Padma Purana, quoted by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami in the Nectar of Devotion as the principle that includes all other principles, rule that includes all other rules. Yeah. But you know, some, when they are pulled out of their secure society where the rules and laws are clearly defined for all, therefore life is easier. You're told or you imagine that those rules are not valid anymore, but those of your understanding of the guru or whatever, or your leader, then, well, it may go well, may not. We have seen both enough to learn from it. But then, when it's all about such accomplishments, I would say mode of passion, me getting fame, recognition, respect, money, women, or whatever, which we can see also sometimes capture and afflict those in leadership positions. It's difficult to be in such a position. And then demands, the judgment and judging yourself, I'm not good enough. gotta do. Gotta be more, better, like him or her. How about just being ourselves? And just do that more and more and more, because that's what self-realization is about. Not to become someone else. So that to just accept ourselves the way we are, here and now, that's okay. And then be happy that we can, you know, we have been given this beautiful gift of wisdom that, well, made us okay as we are. If that's how we feel, if not, then I hope help is available, and that's what we should also help each other with, right? So this is all for us, each and every one of us. Get and be happy. And well, that's what self-realization is about, right? When you understand who you really are, Satchitananda, then, yep. That's the path to reality and self-realization and happiness. So let's just stay on that path and don't get bewildered by the demons of illusions. Tell us, no, you're just matter meant to work in our factories, or things like that, or no, you are just citizens of our country or church, meant to serve us and thus serve God through us. You know, we've heard it before. But I would say the, just roughly speaking, the way to recognize true benign good real wisdom that we can trust makes our life good is that it is there to serve us, not that we are there to serve it, whatever, or your church is meant to serve you and not you to serve the church. I mean, some won't like that. But I really think that especially today, religions have, by their own making, destroyed a lot of reputation for religions, and we need to find other ways to make it work, this path of life. And I think that's how it should be, because, and as I say here, because I'm living in a kind of, you know, with a temple in the basement and in the community here of Vaishnava devotees, and we often speak about that today, that this, whatever, while little organization here, club, more or less, is meant to help and serve our interests, because it's run by us. It's not some mystical entity that fell down from heaven that we then have to serve in order to serve God. No, we had this society, group, or movement together because we all gain from that, and mainly can be friends and do nice things together and help each other, support each other. In our service to God. So yes, if someone thought I'm saying that God should serve us instead of we should serve God, no. But the church or whatever is not God. God is God. And we all have our personal relationship with God. And the teacher, guru, it's not God either. But it's a good servant of God and can show us by personal example how we can serve and love and be friends with God and all of God's part and parcels. So yeah, I mean, I will be talking here, and again, you look and listen to this at your own risk, because this is my home, and here I say what I actually think. And why I say what I say is because I think it's for the benefit. I also want to stimulate to an open, intelligent, emphatic discussion about how we can best walk this path of yoga, bhakti yoga, this time and age.